The president-elect has also announced his choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security. He's retired Marine General John Kelly. He's the third retired military officer picked by Trump to serve in his incoming administration. Andrew de Grandpre is chief editor at Military Times. He's followed Kelly's career and interviewed the general several times.
General Kelly is a career infantry Marine. He's 66 years old. He spent 45 years in the Marine Corps. He actually did some time on the enlisted side, which makes him something of an anomaly today. He's got a fairly robust diplomatic background. He spent about 2 years on the ground in Iraq. That was right around the time when that war was probably at its peak level of violence. Kelly was essential to brokering something of a truce between Sunni Arabs and Iraqi Shiite militias in Anbar. He was given a couple of high-profile roles in the Pentagon. He served as a senior advisor to both defense secretaries Robert Gates and Leon Panetta. And then he was moved on to a job within U.S. Northern Command, which, of course, gave him purview of Mexico.
Now, for 3 years, General Kelly oversaw operations at the U.S. military base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for President Obama. There are Washington insiders who say that General Kelly was the one who put the brakes on Obama's efforts to close Gitmo. Is that true?
He certainly minced no words publicly in saying that he was opposed to closing it. In the times that I spoke with him, you know, he was very clear in saying that if that's indeed the president's order, I'll execute. Mm. But at the same time, I think General Kelly looked at the type of individual who is incarcerated there and said, where are we going to put them if not here?
Donald Trump famously said he wanted to load it up with bad dudes during the campaign. Would General Kelly be on board with filling it up with bad dudes?
My sense is that he would. In the interviews that I've conducted, not only with General Kelly, but with members of Congress who know him well, I think the feeling is generally that the U.S. military is still actively engaged in the war on terrorism and day in and day out is removing potentially bad actors from the battlefield. And those individuals probably possess valuable intelligence. I think the feeling generally is that what better place is there to cull the information that they feel is necessary?
What do we know about what General Kelly feels about immigration, deportations, a registry for Muslims, and, you know, that famous wall that Donald Trump wanted to build?
I think when he looks at the larger immigration issue facing this country, he tends to look through the lens of what can be done at the source of the problem. He is a big proponent of setting the conditions in the countries where people are leaving so that they don't want to leave.
Let me just end with a final question for you, a personal question about General Kelly. He had a son who was fighting in Afghanistan, and 6 years ago, he was killed there in combat. How has that impacted the general?
What he's told me on a number of occasions is that in some ways his grief is very private, but that he is certain that the people who have given their lives for this country were doing what they wanted to do at that time, and they were surrounded by the people they wanted to be surrounded by. I do know, however, that he has reacted somewhat angrily, and I don't think it's that he's angry his son was taken from his family so much as he's angry about the apparent apathy that he sees among the American people at large as it relates to the last 15 years of sustained combat that this country has seen. He often points out that it's only, you know, 1% of this population who has served in the military, and he really has taken aim at what he's called the quote-unquote chattering class that, you know, purports to support the troops but not the war.
Andrew de Grandpre, the chief editor at Military Times, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Marco.